Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, it's the weekend, and you've tuned in again, so proving that, you know, man, you're just as crazy as I am. So welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in and listening, whether it's live or you listen to an affiliate that puts it on later this afternoon or tomorrow, or you listen on the podcast. Regardless, I really appreciate you doing it. And, you know, here's how we do this program. It's different than other programs. So if you want to engage, you want to tell me what you think, you want to ask me a question, you want to tell me something, there are a lot of ways you can do it. You can, first and foremost, you can text your message to me by texting the word or Mike or Michael and your message to this phone number, 33103. So text Mike or Michael to 33103. I've got that tab open, and I look at text messages throughout the program. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, you can always, you know, tweet at me. You can always tag me or whatever, and I look at Twitter during the program. So you can do all of that. That's how we kind of interact on this program. The other thing you can do is if you would like to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, the social media platforms, if you'd like to find the podcast, if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, if you'd like to listen to the program live, you can do all of that by simply going to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So let's get started. Let me just kind of tell you that there are a couple of things that I know you want to hear about, or I assume you want to hear about, because we had some breaking news last night about a special counsel being appointed to investigate Hunter Biden. Well, we all know that's a bunch of crap, and we're going to talk about that later on in the program. We got the fires in Hawaii. You know, I got chastised. I find it freaking hilarious. You know, as a former Undersecretary of Homeland Security and the Director of FEMA, I kind of know what's going on in Hawaii. But I also know that when you start talking about it, those on the left of the side of the political spectrum can always politicize a natural disaster. But if those of us on the right, and particularly me, who used to, you know, I spent 6 years dealing with those kinds of things, if I want to make a commentary and it doesn't fit the narrative of the Church of the Climate Activists, well, then they excoriate me for doing so. But, you know, find somebody that cares because I don't. So we're going to talk about some of those things, but I want to talk about something that I experienced yesterday, and I want to find out if you experienced this too. And then I decided to go on and see if I could find any articles about why this is happening. So, you know, if you don't know, I have two giant Leonberger dogs. You want to look them up. It's spelled like Leon Berger with an E, Leon Berger. In fact, one of them has, well, they both have their own Instagram account, at Greta, as you know, the German female name, at Greta the Leonberger. You can go look up, you can see pictures of both Greta and Lena, my two Leonbergers. So we're getting them groomed, and we used to have, in fact, Summer, if you're listening, I know she listens to the program, the podcast all the time. We really miss you, Summer. Summer had a portable grooming business, so she would come to our house and groom the dogs. And it was absolutely efficient, it was expensive, but it was worth it. But now, since she's retired, we found somebody else to groom the Leonbergers, and that lasted about two grooms, and then that business shut down because the groomer who owned the business couldn't find anybody to work. Couldn't find anybody to work. So then we go to, let's just say it's something that sounds like Pet & Co. All right, so we go to Pet & Co. All right, I'll just be honest. We went to Petco. And it was interesting because I took the younger half-sister in, and the same guy, Juno, great kid, does a wonderful job doing the grooming on both the dogs, took her in. You know, they call dogs ready, so, you know, you drive over. They hand you the little slip to take over to the cashier, you know, so you can put in a tip and all of that. And there's already a guy in line, and he's standing there, and then I get in line, and then two or three other people get in line. And I, you know, for those of you who know me personally, or those of you who've kind of figured out listening to me, I'm not really the most patient guy in the world. So I'm standing there in the place called Pet & Co., and I wait and I wait and I wait. And of course, Juno has brought Lena out and she's trying to jump over the, you know, the counter. She's so excited. She wants to get me. And quite frankly, I want to get her and I want to pay and get her and get back in the car and go home so we can do whatever we're going to do. I stand and I stand and I wait and I wait. So I finally go to the groomer and I say, hey, can you check us out? No, I'm not allowed to do that. Well, is there somebody that can check me out? And the woman who was overdoing something for the guy in the front of me, getting some, I don't know, some insects or something, maybe to feed to his python. I don't know what it was for. She yells at us, all of us waiting in line. I'm the only one here. Just hold on. I'll be there in a minute. And I looked around and I thought, look at this giant store. This is like a giant place where they're, you know, they want to sell as much, you know, pet crap as they possibly can. And they got one person working on a Friday afternoon, you know, which I would think would be one of their busier times. I mean, I know to get the appointment on Friday was a challenge. And I thought, holy cow, nobody's working. This morning I thought about it again. On Saturdays before I do the show, I take the two Lean Burgers and, well, don't judge me, but we go to McDonald's and I get them a biscuit. I don't feed them the biscuit, but I feed them the sausage and the egg. Now, I get one too, but I don't eat the biscuit. I don't try to eat those carbs. So I'm eating, you know, the sausage and the egg too. But as I'm driving through, I notice there's two like gigantic banners up. They're desperate for help at the McDonald's. And I don't know what they're paying in your town, wherever you are, but they were paying $18 to $21 an hour for someone that doesn't have any skills, has never worked before, to come in and work for, you know, $18 or $20 an hour. And I thought, why can't they fill those jobs? What's wrong with us? What's going on? Let me just calculate real quickly. That's $840 a week, gross. $840 a week. Now, if you're a teenager, or maybe you've gotten your degree in gender studies and you can't find a real job, you could go to work at McDonald's and make $840 a week. Now, let's see, just 52 weeks in the year, so you can make, not counting vacation time or anything else, if you work the full 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, you'd make over $43,000 a year at the McDonald's. And they can't fill the McDonald's. What the hell's going on? So I thought this morning I would just kind of real quickly, this is not scientific research. This is not, in fact, this is not really any sort of research other than plugging into, you can plug it into DuckDuckGo or Bing.com or Google or whatever. But I came up with two stories. The first one is from our favorite news source, CNN. And CNN has a headline that says how millions of jobless Americans can afford to ditch work. Now, this is from January of last year, but I don't think this has probably changed very much. One of the most insidious myths this year was that young people didn't want to work because they're getting by just fine on government aid. People had too much money, went the narrative. Only trouble is the numbers don't back it up. Instead, early retirement, whether forced by the pandemic or made possible otherwise, is playing a big role in America's evolving labor market. Now, before I read any of the rest of the story, let's think about how back-assward that those first two paragraphs are. They're trying to blame it on boomers that are retiring. Well, boomers who are retiring and not going to work, unless they're going to be a greeter at the Walmart or something. So where are these people? Because I'm talking about Gen Zers, Gen Xers, you know, whatever the, you know, 18, people 18 to, I don't know, 34 years old, that whatever that demo, 18 to 34. Whatever we call that generation, I don't know and I don't care, but if you want to tell me, that's fine. Why are they not working? Now, I know that the McDonald's is not the most glamorous job in the world. It's not rocket science. It's not, I'm sure it's hard and it's tiring, but, you know, you're not out working on a highway, rebuilding a highway or a bridge, and, you know, and doing that kind of work, you know, really hard, you know, salt of the earth work. You're making burgers. Yeah. That's pretty much it. And you can make up to $43,000 a year. Now, I know if you've got your gender studies, you're too good to go do that. I'm thinking, you know, if and when I ever retire, they'll have to pull this microphone from my cold, dead hands. Hell's bells, I can go work the fry shift. I can go, you know, put the cheese on those stupid burgers. I can do that for $43,000 a year, and I don't want to work 40 hours a week. So if I'm going to retire and want something to do, I'll go in and work a little bit. I'm not too proud to do that. Nobody should be too proud to do that. That's real work. So when we get back, understanding America's labor shortage. Really? Let's see if they can really help us understand it. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. More about, I want to ask you a question. I forgot that. Text the word Michael if you've experienced the same thing. Tell me, though, 5 W's, what, where, when, and why you experienced the same thing that I did today. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HometitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HometitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HometitleLock.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Brown, glad to have you with me. I'm reading text messages because at the end of that segment, I was talking about how my experience of nobody's working, and I just can't get it through my head. The McDonald's today, and I know I mispronounce McDonald's. If you're new to the program, you get used to it because I just think it's funny. The McDonald's that the dogs and I went to this morning, and don't judge me for going to the McDonald's on Saturday morning. It's just our little routine. And $18 to $21 an hour. And they're still short. They're still short at the freaking McDonald's. They were short at Petco. Nobody's working. Gubernator 7827 texted and said, Michael, I've told you before that I'm a nurse with DaVita Dialysis. I'm the nurse manager of the clinic over in Lowry. That's over here. It's an Air Force base over here in Denver, actually in Aurora, but in the Denver metro area. 7827 says, we cannot hire techs or nurses. We are short one nurse and three techs. Wow. What is it? What is it? So this morning, sometimes I'll really dig deep into stories, but I didn't do it this morning because this was one of those spur-of-the-moment topics that I wanted to talk about. So I went to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce website because I did a Google search that says, here's my Google search, why aren't people working in the U.S.? And, of course, I told you the CNN story popped up, and the CNN story points out that last month, now this is January of 22. Last month, there were 3.6 million more Americans who had left the labor force and said they didn't want a job compared with November 2019. Older Americans aged 55 and up accounted for a whopping 90% of that increase. Okay, well, that doesn't make any difference. Okay, so baby boomers are retiring. I get that. And that makes up 90% of the workforce retirees. But that 10%, if you just take CNN's analysis at face value. So 10% of people of working age, other than boomers who make up 90% of it, aren't going to work. All right, let's talk about that 10%. Why aren't they going to work? Why aren't they at Petco? Why aren't they at the McDonald's? How are they living? I truly want to know how they are living. If you know, text the word MicroMichael to 33103 and help me get off this whole kick because I can't figure it out. Now, granted, I have not delved into it. This is something that popped up this morning, so I really haven't delved into it. Here's what the American Chamber of Commerce says. This is from this past week, so this is a current news story. Let me say what they start out with. The COVID-19 pandemic caused a major disruption in America's labor force. Well, no feces, Sherlock. We know that. Something many have referred to as the Great Resignation. In 2022, more than 50 million workers quit their jobs. many of whom were in search of an improved work-life balance and flexibility, increased compensation, and a strong company culture. In other words, I guess they wanted the ideal job. That follows the 47.8 million who quit jobs in 21. But a closer look at what has happened to the labor force can be better described as the Great Reshuffle, because hiring rates have outpaced quit rates since November of 2020. So many workers are quitting their jobs, but many are getting rehired elsewhere. Okay, that doesn't answer the question, because I'm just telling you anecdotally, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just happen to live in a strange area. Well, I do. It's Colorado. But it just seems to me that wherever I go, there are help wanted signs. Wherever I go, people aren't doing work. Have you experienced that? Is that what you see in your everyday life as you go around the country? Because if you can get a job at the McDonald's, and I know you would take vacation, but if you work for 52 weeks out of the year, 40 hours a week at the McDonald's that my dogs and I go to on Saturday mornings, you'd make more than $43,000 a year. Now, I know that's not a lot to some people, but $43,000 a year for a single individual, particularly a young person, $43,000 a year, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but to me it seems like, well, you know what, that's going to find you not the best apartment, maybe not the greatest condo, maybe not the penthouse. But even in Denver, it's going to find you some little studio somewhere. And, you know, maybe you can't drive a Beamer. Maybe you've got to drive, you know, beat up Honda or something. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And you're going to be able to buy some groceries. You're going to be able to go out with your friends occasionally. Maybe, am I wrong? I guess I'm just I'm truly asking for input from all of you. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103 because I can't figure this out. The Great Resignation, the Great Reshuffle, I would call it the Great Nobody's Working. And I experienced that. Look, I know it's anecdotal from yesterday and today, but, you know, I do a lot of business lunches. So during the week, I'm in a lot of business lunches all over the Denver metro area. And even those places are short-staffed. So I don't think it's just an incident. All right, when we get back, the fires in Hawaii, let's talk about those and see if maybe I'll piss you off about that. I'm not trying to. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Plan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts CURVE to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley, because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text CURVE to 200-300. That's CURVE to 200-300.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You have stumbled onto The Weekend with Michael Brown. So I would encourage you to, dial, the emergency number and get treatment, because you have tuned in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Or if you really want to get completely screwed up, you would stay tuned. Yeah. So that's where you are. Text the word MicroMichael. If you want to send me a text message, text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Type in 33103 as your number. Then in the message section, type the word MicroMichael and your message, and then send that to me, because I read them all the time. Or if you want to get the podcast, follow me on social media, do all of that, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. If you subscribe to the podcast on either iHeart or on Apple Podcasts or any other, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the weekday program. We combine them. The Weekend with Michael Brown. So these fires are absolutely horrendous in Hawaii. I mean, it is... When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security and the Director of FEMA, there were awful wildfires that I had to deal with throughout the West. California wildfires down in San Diego back in 2002, 2003 were just absolutely horrendous. I can remember, you know, incredibly expensive, you know, multi-million dollar mansions being, you know, just outside San Diego, just being absolutely burned to the ground. And then we would go to some of the poor spots. I can't remember there was one canyon. I forget the name of the canyon we went to, but it was a very low income place, predominantly, you know, mobile homes. And it was so sad to see everything burned down except, you know, maybe a little child's, you know, plastic play pool or something. Just horrible. I just can't tell you how horrible wildfires are. You know, we have a home in New Mexico. For those of you locally, you know, I refer to it as the undisclosed location because I don't want you to know where it is. But we almost lost that home that's been in my wife's family. We bought out her siblings, you know, decades ago, but it's been in the family since 1960. And it's just this log home, sits on a river and surrounded by pine trees. I sometimes do this program from down there. But we almost lost that to a wildfire. And you think about everything you lose. You lose your memories. You don't lose your memories, but you lose all of what's the word I'm looking for? All of those things that are important to you about that place. Remember last week, we talked about place? Well, that's one of the places I talked about. And to have that just burned to the ground would be devastating. So our daughter and son-in-law are in Hawaii for a wedding, and they were sending us pictures they're not on the island where it's burning, but they sent us pictures of places that we had been to before that are now completely gone. One of the houses that we stayed in, completely gone. And it's devastating. Well, the President of the United States stepped up.
Look, before I begin, I want to say a word about the devastating wildfires that have claimed at least 36 lives in Maui and Hawaii. We have just approved a major disaster declaration for Hawaii, which will get aid into the hands of the people desperately needing help now. They've lost, anyone who's lost a loved one whose home has been damaged or destroyed is going to get help immediately. And I've directed...
Now, this is what Bush and I did for 6 years. We would hold press conferences and we would announce that we've declared a presidential disaster declaration for, let's say, San Diego County, or for Jefferson County in Colorado, or some county in Wyoming or Montana. That's all we would do. And we would talk about the kind of relief that is coming. We would, that's all we would do. Just, we've declared the disaster and we're going to, you know, provide this type of aid. We're coordinating with the National Forest Service. We're coordinating with the fire service in Idaho. We're doing all of these things. And that was it. It had nothing to do with what you're going to hear Biden say.
That we assert support to these brave firefighters and first responders and emergency personnel working around the clock there, risking their lives. I just got off the phone before I got here for a long conversation with Governor Josh Green this morning. Let him know I'm going to make sure the state has everything it needs from the federal government to recover.
This is all very appropriate. This is all actually, don't crash into a barricade. Don't spew out your coffee, but this is actually for Joe Biden. This is very presidential. Now, we're only about a minute into this soundbite, but this is what a president is supposed to do.
The FEMA Administrator Griswell will be in Miami tomorrow, in Maui tomorrow, and I've directed her to streamline any process with requests for help and survivors register for immediate federal assistance without delay. FEMA is surging disaster assistance personnel on the island, and they're going to help survivors get access to federal assistance.
Again, absolutely appropriate, presidential, and actually factual.
And you know, anybody wants to know out there where to go if this is televised, that they can go to disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov, to learn if you're eligible for assistance. I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Coast Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews along with the Hawaiian National Guard. We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists. In the meantime, our prayers with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset we have will be available to them, and they've seen their homes, their business destroyed, and some have lost loved ones, and it's not over yet. But now for the reason.
Very good. And I give him kudos for saying that. But let's go back to the White House. Because the White House spokesperson, I don't know who this, it's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but another spokesman for the White House is on CNN. The chyron is, that you know, that goes across the bottom of your TV screen. Breaking news, CNN this morning, 36 people dead as Hawaii wildfires rage. Yes, it's a horrible tragedy.
Joining us now, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the White House, John Kirby. John, good morning, and thank you for being with us. We did hear from the governor of Hawaii late last night, just before midnight, on CNN, telling our colleague Sarah Seidner that Hawaii is seeking a presidential emergency declaration. Will Hawaii get that?
You know, we're working very closely with Hawaiian officials. As you said, we're also deploying some military assets. FEMA personnel are on the ground. We're gonna focus on this as keenly and as sharply as we can. I don't have anything to announce with respect to an emergency declaration, but I think it's just clear. That more and more wildfires are happening and raging all across the country. Yes. We've got almost 5,000 federal personnel deployed fighting wildfires everywhere.
Look, I want you to listen to a resident here. When I heard from him earlier this morning on the program, I was stunned. This is a resident from West Maui.
Still get dead bodies in the water floating and on the seawall. They've been sitting there since last night. We've been pulling people out since last night, trying to save people's lives. And I feel like we're not getting the help we need. This is a nationwide issue at this point. Yeah, we need help. A lot of help. We got to get people down here.
And that's.
May I say something? This individual is upset, rightfully so, that it's awful that there are dead bodies floating in the water. That's awful. But Hawaii is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And whether it was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or not, let's say it was in the middle of, I don't care, somewhere in Colorado, someplace in Wyoming or Montana. Do you know that when a wildfire strikes, the local first responders respond as quickly as they can, and they invoke their mutual aid agreements with other counties and other states, and firefighters from all over the country will move assets in to help them fight those wildfires. If a wildfire breaks out right now, somewhere in Colorado, and the governor of Colorado declares a disaster, deploys every asset that we have in Colorado, and then reaches out to fellow governors in New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, and says, we need help with this fire, they will do that. But you know, it takes time. Once a plane takes off from Oklahoma City, or Billings or Missoula, Montana, or Provo or Salt Lake City, Utah, and then flies to wherever the closest airport is in Colorado to the wildfire, and then get those personnel and those firefighters and those smoke jumpers up to where the fire is via helicopter, and then you get the tanker planes that come from out of state, they have to fill the tankers, and then they have to fly to those places. All of that takes time. Now, why am I saying that? Because here's this gentleman saying the same thing that happened during Hurricane Katrina. And while we're moving things in, the cabal in a Republican administration attacks that administration and me personally for being slow to respond. Now think about Hawaii. I understand this individual's anger and his rage. But if you deploy assets from Sacramento or Seattle or Los Angeles or San Diego or Missoula, Montana, they have to fly all the way to Hawaii. That takes time. And that's just the nature of the beast. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back, we'll hear what the White House spokesperson said about these fires that drives me nuts. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. So we're talking about these Hawaiian wildfires. Because I talked about it on my weekday program, and a couple of listeners were upset because they thought I was politicizing the wildfires. So, and my response to a couple of those people who sent me text messages was, okay, so it's okay when those on the left side of the political spectrum politicize something, but if I respond to the left politicizing a disaster, then I'm criticized for that? All I'm doing is simply pointing out what they're doing and why they're wrong.
Just one example, right? You've got 36 people at least dead overnight in these fires, the death toll expected to go up. We've seen the president this week focusing on climate.
We've got 36 people dead. Now, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. But the little CNN reporter has to, you know, we got 36 dead. We got all this horrendous tragedy going on and climate. Seriously, sweetheart, that's what you're going to do? That's where you're going?
Seeing how it has devastated our country, especially this summer, people are feeling it. Will the president declare a national emergency on climate, John?
Oh, We got a horrible wildfire in California. I wonder why it's horrible. You know, because of time, I may have to talk about that in the next hour. But why are these fires so horrible? Perhaps it's piss poor land management. Yeah. Perhaps it's not recognizing that if we're going to immediately put out any fire, because of urban development or whatever, which I understand we have to do. But if you have to do that, then you have to realize that if you do that and you don't let Mother Nature do what Mother Nature does, then you're just adding to the fuel and you're going to cause the fires to be worse. I know because we absolutely put together a proposal and presented it to the governor, Governor Schwarzenegger at the time in California, the governors of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Utah, all of the wildland areas, about how to clean up the forests so they won't be so bad.
The president hasn't made a decision yet on declaring a national emergency on climate, Poppy, but for all...
He hasn't made a decision yet to declare a climate emergency. What would a climate emergency look like? Well, we'll talk about that next hour, too, but...
intents and purposes. He's treating this with all the due gravity and the seriousness that the climate crisis deserves. I mean,
so he's treating a wildfire that is killing people, destroying businesses, destroying homes. He's treating it with the climate response that it deserves. Really? Because it seems to me the way to treat this wildfire is that you get as much personnel and firefighters and smoke jumpers as you can to put out the fires, you get all of the tankers you can. And because it's in Hawaii, don't waste time getting tankers from California or Colorado. Use Air Force tankers that might be on the ground in Hawaii, which I'm sure they're doing. That's why they're deploying military assets to respond to this disaster, which I give the administration credit for. But what I don't give them credit for is to turn this into a climate crisis discussion. Shame on you. People are losing their homes, their businesses. They don't care about the freaking climate. They care about you putting out the fires and then helping them rebuild their lives. How about you do that? You know, shame on you, John Kirby.
People are feeling it. Will the president declare a national emergency on climate, John?
The president hasn't made a decision yet on declaring a national emergency on climate, Poppy, but for all intents and purposes, he's treating this with all the due gravity and the seriousness that the climate crisis deserves. I mean, it's been a focus for him since day one.
Well, how much worse does it need to get to declare it a national emergency?
Well, look, I don't want to...
Man, what a loaded question. well, how much worse does it have to get? Well, it's not as bad as you think that it is. I'm not speaking about this fire individually. I'm talking about the climate. The climate's really not in a crisis whatsoever. But let's use this cabal, CNN, to drive and push the White House to say things that are insane.
To get ahead of the president or his decision-making here, all I can tell you is that as an administration, we're going to stay focused on the climate crisis. It is front and center. It is right in front of us. And these wildfires and all the severe storms that we continue to see are definitely caused as a result of what's going on in the rising temperature across the globe. And so,
so now you've heard from the national security spokesperson that, you know, if you see, like, you know, it was, for example, in Colorado, we had a heat wave in July. In June, we didn't have a heat wave. You know, I use for my sprinkler system, I have something called Ratio. And Ratio, you know, is how I control my sprinkler system. Do you know how many days I used my sprinkler system in June in Colorado? Four. One, two, three, four. 4 days. I've used it every day in July. So did the climate just suddenly change from it came to July 1 and the climate gods said, oh, it's July 1. Now we need a heat wave. We got to make Michael Brown spend a bunch more money and use a bunch of more water. John Kirby is a butthead, a total butthead. Show me the receipts. Show me the proof that this wildfire is worse than it would have been, but for you're ignoring proper land management, because that's the real problem, and that's what they're ignoring. I'll tell you about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I really appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Let's talk about the climate for just a little bit. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. A little bit next hour.
With your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Home titles are online, and once a criminal forges your signature, he'll take out loans against your home, or worse, sell it. Home Title Lock helps shut it down. They do better than anyone. Has some criminal taken over the title to your home? Find out for free and get 30 free days of protection with sign-up. Use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Emergency management records in Hawaii showed no sign that warning sirens sounded before people were forced to run for their lives from those deadly wildfires that have left at least 80 people dead.
Governor Josh Green had warned the death toll would rise as search and rescue operations continued. At a news conference aired by Hawaii News Now, Coast Guard spokesperson Aja Kirksey said Coast Guard members moved quickly earlier this week. She said they helped rescue people who were forced to jump into the ocean to escape the wildfire.
The initial information we received was potentially up to 100 people had entered the water and would be in need of assistance.
Standing among the charred ruins of what was once her home, Lahaina resident Sydney Carney told the AP the fire wiped out her entire neighborhood.
I walked through my room and there's just nothing, like, everything is gone.
The wildfires are the state's deadliest natural disaster in decades. I'm Karen Chavez.
Senator Tom Cotton says former President Trump is wise to try and move his trial on the charge of subverting the 2020 election away from the Washington, D.C. jurisdiction. He calls it the country's most democratic.
They voted 92 or 93% for Donald Trump's opponents in the last two elections. And you see time and time again Republicans getting convicted by juries in that jurisdiction.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been ordered to jail.
He was under strict conditions that the judge said he repeatedly violated. And he said he'd had it, that not only had he concluded that he tampered with these two witnesses, but the judge said it was quite possible he's tampered with other witnesses that we don't yet know about.
Fried was the second largest contributor to Joe Biden in 2020. More from townhall.com.
We'll hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Things are looking up for Arizona's state fish.
More than 50 years since it was listed as endangered, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced a proposal to no longer classify the Apache trout as in need of federal protections under the Endangered Species Act. Federal officials say the species is considered restored. The Apache trout was first listed as endangered in 1967 because of degrading habitat, over-exploitation, mining activity, and other conflicts. Conservationists say there are currently 30 verified self-sustaining populations of Apache trout in the wild. John Scott reporting.
Italy is celebrating the return of 266 antiquities. They were looted and sold to museums and private collectors in the U.S. The returned items include artifacts recently seized in New York from a storage unit belonging to a British antiquities dealer, the other major collection found in Houston. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A New York City cultural institution marking its 150th anniversary.
Founded in 1874 as the Young Men's Hebrew Association, the 92nd Street Y has been based on Manhattan's Upper East Side since 1900. Some of the most notable public figures in the arts, politics, and cultures have spoken and performed there. This fall, the 92nd Street Y will host a number of events, many of them streaming online. They'll feature acclaimed fiction writers such as Helen Garner, Richard Ford, and Sandra Cisneros, along with celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Oprah Winfrey. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Wholesale prices in the U.S. picked up in July, yet still suggested inflationary pressures have eased this year since reaching alarming heights in 2022. The producer price index that measures inflation before it hits consumers rose by 0.8% last month compared to July of last year. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, you have tuned in to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate you doing that. If this is a mistake on your part, well, you should stick around anyway. If you're deliberately listening to this program, well, then you're a good goober, and you are to be commended for your good taste in radio. We're talking about, by the way, let's get to rules of engagement. There are certain ways that this program operates, and I call them rules of engagement. And so how you engage with the program, first and foremost, if you have something to say or a question to ask or a comment to make, there's a really easy way to do it. It's the cool modern way to do it, and that is you send me a text message, because that's what we all do. We just all walk around with our heads down on our phones. Well, you can actually do that with me, and I read them all the time. I'm not like your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife or your husband that ignores your text messages. I actually read them, and occasionally will respond to them if I have time, but I read all of them. And you do that by simply texting the word Michael to 33103. So the rule is just text the word Michael or Michael to 33103 and your message. The second rule is if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. In fact, I just put up a, did I finish that? No, will I finish? I think, there's a picture up on Instagram I just put up. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You want to download the podcast. You want to look at an interactive map about where all the affiliates are and when the affiliates carry the program. You want to see some of the stories that we've talked about during the week, pictures we put up. All of that is one simple website, not some simple, iHeart.com/this/that/. Or, no, we just changed all of that. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Go there right now. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So we heard in the last hour that, of course, the wildfires in California are caused, and they're all because of climate. You know, how offensive to the people who are actually, suffering right now. Do you think they really truly, I mean, serious question here. Do you think people, there are some 50 plus people dead, homes, towns, businesses utterly destroyed, the wildfire raged out of control, continues to spread around. Do you think they really give a rat's ass about climate change? Do you really think that there are people, because if they are, if someone's home is burned down and they're upset about climate change, they might have just been brainwashed. How do they get brainwashed? Well, CNN will do it.
A lot of help. We got to get people down here.
And that's just one example, right? You've got 36 people at least dead overnight in these fires. The death toll expected to go up. We've seen the president this week focusing on climate. We've seen how it has devastated our country, especially this summer. People are feeling it. Will the president declare a national emergency on climate, John?
The president hasn't made a decision yet on declaring a national emergency on climate, Poppy. But for all intents and purposes, he's treating this with all the due gravity and the seriousness that the climate crisis deserves. I mean, it's been the focus for him since day one.
Well, how much worse does it need to get to declare it a national emergency?
Well, look, I don't want to get ahead of the president or his decision-making here. All I can tell you is that as an administration, we're going to stay focused on the climate crisis. It is front and center. It is right in front of us. And these wildfires and all the severe storms that we continue to see are definitely caused as a result of what's going on in the rising temperature across the globe. And so we've got to treat this seriously. And look, as the president said, even on this trip, in addition to setting aside land at the Grand Canyon National Park, also working with companies to develop more clean energy technology, more clean energy industry, and moving the nation in that transition. It's going to take some time. But in everything that the president's been doing, literally since day one, he's been focused on trying to make sure that we can lead the world in terms of dealing with the climate crisis.
So you say you don't want to get ahead of the president. That indicates to me it is more likely than not he will.
I'm not making a speculation one way or the other, Poppy. I'm just not going to speak to the president's decision-making on that.
Of course they're going to declare a climate emergency. They're going to declare a climate emergency, much like, a COVID emergency. Yes. And what did we do in a COVID emergency? Have you had too much tequila? Did you take a nap? Did you sleep through the past 3 years? Did you just wake up? Yeah, COVID. You know, where you lost your job. They closed down businesses. They picked winners and losers. They said that, you know, hey, Home Depot can be open, but the hardware store over here in your little town can't be open. Oh, Michael Brown's an essential employee. Yeah, because I'm on the radio, so I'm an essential employee. But you're not. Sucks to be you, doesn't it? Well, sorry. Yeah, can you imagine what they would do with a climate emergency? Hey, Michael, you're driving that Jeep Grand Cherokee. I saw you taking your dogs out to the dog park this morning. You're burning up too much gas. Get out of that car. Shut her down, baby. Shut her down. Yeah, screw you. Climate emergency. And we have so brainwashed people that when you go to the Hawaii wildfires, which let me just put a caveat out there right now. Listen closely. I'm not the one that started the discussion about the climate. No. If you want to excoriate me or criticize me or whatever because I'm talking about the climate regarding a fire that is still going on where people have died and lost their businesses, don't turn to me, baby. You turn to the White House. You turn to CNN. You turn to MSNBC. For that matter, you turn to Fox News. All of them are talking about this. What I'm doing is trying to give you a little perspective that if you're being consumed and surrounded by all of that bullcrap about, oh, this is all because of climate, well, I'm here to correct the record. Some of the people that are in the midst of these wildfires, now I'm thinking, I told you in the last hour, we almost lost our second home, our vacation home in New Mexico because of a wildfire. It scared the crap out of me. It was absolutely so scary that we might lose this home that's been in the family since 1960 that the insurance company wanted to put up an irrigation system. They wanted to put their own fire crew there. And I was like, you do whatever it takes to save that place. Now, fortunately, the fire went it got within maybe half a mile of us, and then it turned and went a different direction. So we were spared any damage whatsoever. And I thank God for that. Literally, I do thank God for that. So I understand what these people may be feeling. But there are other people that are in the midst of the fire that are saying some of the dumbest, some of the most knee-jerk explanations on this disaster as they're sitting there glibly blaming it all on global warming. I find it fascinating that people would say these kinds of things while their homes and towns and communities are burning. But they are. They're absolutely saying those crazy things because, well, they're crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah, we're done. Be careful right here. There's debris all. Yeah. No. No.
There was a video, a TikTok video, of the fires from someone named Edgar on Twitter. The scene in Maui this morning is absolutely devastating. The entire town is being destroyed by an intense wildfire, forcing residents to seek shelter in the ocean. Make no mistake, climate change is making scenes like this more frequent. No, actually, they're not. I'd like to see the evidence of that because it's non-existent. He just doesn't like what happened. And, of course, because he's been brainwashed to think that this is happening more often and they're more devastating, that's because of the climate? I don't think so. You know, we have developed in this country an attitude of a wildfire starts. You do everything. I've watched it here in Colorado. A 100-acre fire will start, and they will do everything they can to get that fire 100% contained and completely burned out as rapidly as possible and to keep it from spreading. Now, let me say, I completely understand that if that wildfire is somewhere other than in the wilderness, we have a lot of wilderness in Colorado, if it's in an urban, you know, wildland interface, you know, where homes are built in the forest as you kind of go up in the mountains, I understand trying to put the fire out. But when you do that, when you have a policy, a government policy of putting the fires out as rapidly as possible, I've been fighting this since I was the undersecretary. I've been fighting this since 2000. Well, technically 2001 when President Bush was inaugurated. So 2001. I've been fighting this stupid policy because we're actually making the wildfires worse because we have a strategy of even if they're hundreds of miles away from any urban area or any homes or anything else to put them out immediately. Okay. Well, if you're going to have that policy, then you have an obligation to do something else. What is that? Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to Michael Says Go Here. I'll tell you what that policy needs to be next.
Enrolled you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text STAY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. I don't know why you're doing it, but keep doing it anyway. Text the word Michael, Michael, and your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Talking about the fires in Hawaii and how even the residents who are facing these fires are really busy on social media telling us how it's all because of climate change. There is zero evidence that this is because of climate change. In fact, the primary cause of out-of-control wildfires is us. We're doing it. And nobody wants to talk about that, and nobody wants to say it. You know, in 2002 or 2003, I told my folks at FEMA to do a study about the current wildfire practices. Now, the Department of Interior didn't like what I was doing, even though we brought them in and let them be a part of it. We brought in the National Forest Service. We brought them all in because I wanted this to be a group effort, and I wanted all of them to have a chance to tell us what they thought about what we were studying. Because it was my theory that this policy of putting fires out immediately actually makes the fires worse. And why is that? So when Mother Nature... How do you think over eons of time that we have had, you know, a bazillion wildfires, but nobody knew about them because nobody lived there? We know about wildfires now because, well, we got 24/7 news coverage. We all live in places like I live in, you know, in the Front Range of Denver, Colorado, where, you know, I'm just, you know, a couple of miles away from heading up I-70 and heading up right into the mountains. I'm that close. And then people build, and I'm not, listen, if you want to build, because I have a home that's surrounded by pine trees, I do have a defensible space, and I have a water well that I also have rigged up where if a fire department, or if I need to, I can start hosing down the house. So I have my defensible space. So I'm not criticizing people living in these areas. But what I am criticizing is our governmental policies of putting these fires out immediately. Because let's go back in time. You know, the covered wagons are moving. They're going westward. They see Pikes Peak, and they're starting to go across. Well, you know, guess what? We still had thunderstorms. Thunderstorms still cross the Continental Divide. And if you've never been up in, let's just say, the Indian Peak Wilderness, which is a place outside. Well, how do I describe this? It's in the Rocky Mountains, kind of north and west of Boulder. It's a gorgeous place. Indian Peaks Wilderness. Well, before we started building up in the mountains, wildfires would start there, and they would burn themselves out until they ran out of fuel. Why would they run out of fuel? Because the fuel is all of the grasses that dry out, all of the trees that die out, that then, you know, crash down, the all of the loose timber and everything else that falls to the forest floor dries out and becomes fuel for wildfires. So when I can't believe I'm doing this in such basic terms. I apologize, but I want people to understand the reality of what I'm talking about. And then a lightning strikes. Well, when the lightning strikes and it hits the ground and there's all of this fuel there, well, it ignites. And because we don't clean it up, the fuel goes on forever and ever, and the wildfires some wildfires literally explode. It's a fascinating thing. It's actually scary, but it's a fascinating thing to see in here. I've seen it in Montana, where the fire just goes screaming across the top of the trees. It's a horribly dangerous thing for the firefighters. They've got to get into their tents, their protective tents immediately, or they die. And we've had firefighters in Colorado die because the fire just turned and screamed across and it killed them because they didn't have time to save themselves. And they didn't have time to save themselves because there was too much fuel. Because if we're going to have a policy that says we are going to not allow cleaning up of the forest, which that's what the environmentalists want to do, they want to keep it natural. Well, if you wanted to keep it natural, wouldn't you allow the fires to actually burn? That would be natural, because that's what happened when the wagon trains were coming across. That's what happened even before the wagon trains existed. The lightning would strike, it would burn out that dead fuel, it would rejuvenate the forest, and we would have beautiful forests, but we don't do it anymore. Because the environmentalists want us to put it out. So we put the fires out. But if you're going to put the fires out, then guess what? You've got to go in, you've got to clean out what you didn't allow Mother Nature to clean out. And that's what's happening in Hawaii. But oh no, you can't talk about that. When we finished our study, we put together a booklet that I wanted to deliver to every fire department, to every governor west of the Mississippi. And so we did. We came to Boulder, Colorado, held a press conference. And reporters, local reporters, and a couple of national reporters asked me afterwards, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do what you're suggesting? And I, because I'm pretty blunt, I said, because the environmentalists won't let us. Well, that was the wrong thing to say. Here's the undersecretary speaking the truth. You see, when you're a government official, you can't speak the truth, but screw you, because I did. And it became a hot topic. It became a controversial topic, telling the truth, like I am once again on this program. So when they scream climate crisis, Tim Scott tried to explain that, you know, he's glad that, you know, Biden has declared a national emergency, but this is not about climate change. Oh, they jumped all over poor old Tim Scott for simply speaking the truth. So the next time you hear that this fire is being caused by, you know, the climate crisis, you know better. And you can go search, you can go dig. You're going to have to do a really serious search, because the media doesn't want you to believe that. So coming up next, we have a new special counsel. Yay! They're going to get to the bottom of the Biden family finances. Well, if you believe that, stay tuned. Let me disavow you of that. Text the word Michael 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Last time you checked the legal title to your home. What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. So here's to the fair. Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day, when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I am Michael Brown, and this is The Weekend with Michael Brown. And how you engage in the program is real simple. Two rules of engagement. Text the word Mike or Michael to 333-3103. Just attach your message to that, to whatever message service you use. Or go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, where you'll find a list of affiliates, the podcast, social media platforms, everything you need at that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. David Weiss is a U.S. attorney appointed by Donald Trump. Generally, when a new administration comes in, and there was a controversy over Bush, because Bush asked, and I think Clinton did, but I'm not sure. I don't remember about Bill Clinton. I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton did the same thing. All of the U.S. attorneys who are appointed by the president serve at the pleasure of the president. So that if the U.S. attorney in the federal district that you live in, for whatever reason, pisses off the president, he can ask you to resign and you have to go. As the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, my presidential commission, I have two presidential commissions. I serve solely at the pleasure of the president. If I walked into the Oval Office one day and Bush didn't like my tie, he could ask for my resignation, and I am required by protocol and by law to give him my resignation. I think sometimes people don't realize the power the president has and that political appointees are there to serve the president. And U.S. attorneys are indeed political appointees. So if a new president comes in, he can ask all of those U.S. attorneys to resign, and they can appoint all new U.S. attorneys. They still have to go through the confirmation process. The U.S. Senate still has to, you know, give their advice and consent, and then they get sworn in to be the U.S. attorney. Well, Donald Trump appointed David Weiss. He went through the process. The Senate confirmed him. He's been there, and Biden kept him there. Biden didn't have to keep him there. A lot of times, I wonder why Biden did keep him there, because maybe there was some tie. Maybe there was some relationship, because maybe, you know, Delaware is his home too. I don't know. I frankly don't care. But let's talk about David Weiss for a second. David Weiss, you know, Hunter Biden has been under investigation for what, 5-6 years now? The FBI's had the laptop for almost as long. And we know that the charges that David Weiss brought against Hunter Biden in Delaware were tax evasion. I think there were two or three counts of tax evasion. And there was one count of a firearm violation. Now, I emphasize that for a couple of reasons. Joe Biden, when he was a United States Senator, was adamant about gun laws. He was so adamant that I didn't look up the soundbite, but he was so adamant that anybody that violates any gun law should go to jail. In fact, news reporters, I think some of the Fox News reporters, some of the other conservative outlets, have actually asked the president the question. You have said in the past that anybody who violates a gun law should go to jail. And, of course, the president refused to answer. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jean-Pierre Kareem, whatever her name is. She has refused to answer that question, too. Well, why do they refuse to answer the question? Because let's go back to the plea bargain. The plea bargain, you got to understand this. The plea bargain was like no other plea bargain that anybody in the history of this country who committed the kind of tax evasion that Hunter Biden did, or that lied on his background check form, nobody's got this kind of deal before. If I committed the kind of tax evasion that Hunter Biden did, I would do some time in prison. It might not be 10 or 20 years, but it might be 18 months, it might be 24 months, it might be 5 years, I don't know, but it would be a significant, for me anyway, one day in prison would be significant for me. But 18 months or 24 months, whatever it is, they did jail time in a federal penitentiary somewhere. Likewise, people who lie about using drugs when they when they go to purchase a gun and they fill out their background check and they lie about it, you oftentimes go to jail. You may not go to jail for, you know, 5 years, but you might go to jail for 6 months. Jail time is almost, well, I shouldn't say always, jail time is always done on those kinds of laws. Hunter Biden's plea deal didn't do that. Hunter Biden's plea deal gave him probation. And it did something else. It gave him immunity from prosecution for any other laws that he may have violated. Now, some people say it gave him blanket immunity. I'm not quite sure it read that way, the way I read it. But it did definitely give him immunity for any crimes in the past that he may have committed, which is absolutely mind-boggling. Now, why is that? Because Hunter Biden is also in trouble over the Foreign Agents Registration Act. People have gone to jail for violating that law. People in the Trump administration have gone to jail for violating that law. It's serious because if you're representing a foreign government and you're lobbying the White House or Congress or a state legislature or a governor or any other governmental entity, the Treasury Department, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice want to know who you are and who you're representing, because you can represent our enemies. You can be a foreign agent that represents Iran, Venezuela, Russia, China. Oh, wait a minute. Places where Hunter Biden got money. Maybe not Venezuela, but China and Russia, and obviously Ukraine and Kazakhstan and other bizarre places. He got money. And he represented himself that he had enough influence that he could get his father, who was the vice president at the time, let me show you how powerful and influential I am. Why, I can just call the West Wing and I can get my dad on the phone. Have a seat. Let me make a phone call. So he makes a phone call. He calls his dad's cell phone. He's the vice president. Dad, how you doing? I'm doing great. How's the weather in D.C.? Oh, the weather's fantastic. Well, okay. Well, I was just here with some friends. Just wanted to say hi. Can you say hi to them? Sure. Hi. How you guys doing? Great. Click. Bye. That is influence peddling. And that is the signal, that is the selling of the brand to Chinese communists or to Russian communists or to Ukrainian communists or anybody else. I don't care whether it's even General Motors. I don't care if it's iHeartMedia. What you're doing is you're showing iHeartMedia that, I can get the vice president on the phone. So when you hire me, guess what? I can get almost anybody on the phone. That's influence peddling. And that's why we require agents to register as foreign agents if you're going to do that kind of stuff. Well, he was getting immunity because we know he never registered, so we know, even though he hasn't been convicted yet, has to be convicted by a jury of his peers, but we know for a fact he never did what he was supposed to do. So we know that he violated the law. And they gave him immunity for that, for what other people have gone to jail for. All of that was done by David Weiss. David Weiss went in front, well, he didn't. He had other lawyers go in front of a federal jury, of a federal judge. And the judge looked at that plea deal and said, what the hell is this? You're giving him immunity? Are you still investigating him over the Foreign Agent Registration Act? Well, at that point, the attorneys in front of a federal judge knew they couldn't lie. They had to tell the truth. And so they said, yes, ma'am, we're still investigating him. And then Hunter Biden's lawyers looked up and said, what the hell? You're spilling the beans. Well, yeah, because we're not going to lie to a federal judge. So the judge gave him time to try to work something out. They couldn't work anything out. And then, boom, yesterday, the proverbial feces hits the fan. And David Weiss, the same guy that negotiated that plea deal that fell apart, has now been appointed a special counsel. The cover-up that they are attempting to do is unbelievable. Now, the cabal won't tell you that, but I have to tell you, I am shocked at the cojones to try to do what the Attorney General of the United States is doing. At the same time, I am royally pissed at the Republicans that they don't look at this and say, okay, it's time to impeach the Attorney General. Oh, you'll watch them on the week. Trust me. Watch them. Watch Republicans on the new on the Sunday news shows, and they'll tell you how outraged they are about it. But they're not doing a damn thing about it. David Weiss is ineligible for this job, and he has been appointed to cover up rather than uncover the Biden's corruption. Let me extrapolate that next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. It is now an attempt to not uncover the corruption. That's next.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Home titles are online, and once a criminal forges your signature, he'll take out loans against your home, or worse, sell it. Home Title Lock helps shut it down. They do better than anyone. Has some criminal taken over the title to your home? Find out for free and get 30 free days of protection with sign up. Use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. Talking about the Hunter Biden cover-up. This is absolutely fascinating to me. And I know many of you may be saying to yourselves right now, well, Mike, this is pretty obvious. And we know what's going on. Let me tell you why I'm totally fascinated by this. We've actually reached a stage in this country where nobody gives a rat's ass. Nobody gives a feces. Just nobody cares anymore. And Republicans run around. Yeah, I know I'm a Republican. And I know I'm a conservative. And I know my party sucks. They run around, and I promise you, watch Fox News. They'll have James Comer on there. They'll have Jim Jordan, whom I absolutely highly respect. They'll have all of these Republicans all talking about how this is awful, and you know what, this is a cover-up, and this is corruption, and blah. Okay, well then what the F are you going to do about it? Huh? What are you going to do about it? Because it's laughable. I mean, I'm not being cynical here, I'm being truthful here. They don't want to do anything about it. Now let's be realistic. Because as I've said, I like to be totally factual and realistic about what I talk about. So let me just say this. I totally understand, again, because I am experienced in this. I have experience that most people don't. I understand that if the Republicans impeach Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, or they impeach David Weiss, or they impeach Joe Biden, right now, Republicans could impeach me and just go impeach anybody. It will die in the Senate because the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. And I understand that. But impeachment does something that nobody seems to want to talk about. Impeachment exposes the corruption to the point where I believe the cabal would have to react to it. There are times, places, and events that force Jake Tapper, that force Wolf Blitzer, that force even someone like Sean Hannity to quit throwing softballs and to actually challenge the Republicans that he has on his show to, wait a minute, why aren't you doing this? And when they dance around it, to really dig into it. It has an effect that people don't want to admit exists. It shows you just exactly how the uniparty, and I don't often use that term because I actually don't like it, but here I think it applies, where the uniparty just wants to use it solely for campaign purposes. Trump will raise money on this. DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, even poor old Asa Hutchinson, they'll all raise money on it. And on the opposite side, so will the Democrats. They'll raise money on it. These wackadoodle MAGA Republicans are out, you know, oh my gosh, they're going after Hunter. They just won't leave Hunter alone. They won't leave Joe alone. Joe never indirectly got any money. Well, that doesn't make any difference. Nobody's stupid enough. You think the Chinese Communist Party is stupid enough to hand Hunter Biden a check made out to Joe Biden? That's not how it works in the real world. I know you know that, but I just want to give you the ammunition so that when you talk to people who are like, well, I don't know, why are they doing all this stuff? You can explain to them why. Let's get straight to the point, though. To begin with, David Weiss, the newly appointed special counsel, and many of you sent me text messages, and you're right. You've got all sorts of reasons why this was done, and I think you're absolutely right. But before we even get to the reasons why it was done, I don't think that the Attorney General had the legal authority to do this. David Weiss is not qualified to be a special counsel. And that's because Section 600.3 of the Department of Justice regulations says this, quote, the special counsel, this is the special counsel regulations, the special counsel, any special counsel, shall be selected from outside the United States government. Now, I have a law degree and I have a law license. I could be appointed special counsel because I'm not in the, I'm not an employee of the federal government. I'm not the employee of any government. Let's think about the special counsel that investigated the Russian hoax. Robert Mueller, the former director of the FBI. How was he appointed special counsel? Because he had resigned as the FBI director. He was retired. He wasn't he was getting a pension, but he was not getting a salary from the federal government. He was, as the regulation says, he was selected from outside the United States government. That's why nobody questioned the appointment of Robert Mueller as a special counsel to investigate the Russian hoax, or Russia, Russia, Russia. They could appoint me. They could appoint my personal attorney, Andy Lester. He doesn't work for the federal government. He's in private practice. They could appoint anybody. David Weiss is a U.S. attorney. His check comes from the U.S. Treasury. He is a federal government employee getting federal benefits. He is not qualified to be the special counsel. Well, that raises a question in and of itself. Why would you appoint someone that you know under your own regulations is not qualified? I think I've got a theory. And that theory is, well, maybe you do so because you know that the weak-kneed, wussy Republicans won't do a dang thing about it. Oh, they'll bitch and moan. They'll run to the TV, they'll run like bugs to a bug light, to that real little red light that goes on the camera that says you're live. They'll talk to every outlet, every conservative outlet. They'll talk to every conservative freelance reporter. They'll talk to all of them about how awful this is. This is inappropriate, everything, but they won't actually do anything about it. Now I'm whispering like Joe Biden. I'm sorry, I apologize. The point of bringing in an outsider, someone who doesn't work for the incumbent administration, because the U.S. Attorney,
when's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Dr. David Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School in Redding, California. We're excited about the beginning of school. It begins September 5th, and we're rolling out a new program, a Master of Arts degree in chaplaincy. With me here is the head of that program, Dr. Jane D'Angelo.
That's right, Dr. Nicholas, and I'm so excited for this program because it's designed to be completed in 24 months. It's a 36-unit course, and I know that we have one of the most affordable programs in the United States. We have some wonderful classes planned for students, such as Theology of Suffering, Crisis Care and Counseling, Ministry Resilience, and Grief Support and Caring for the Dying and Bereaved.
Now tell us, Dr. D'Angelo, what kind of chaplaincy are we talking about?
So the program has been designed to train chaplains in a variety of areas, such as hospitals, hospice, VA centers, colleges. I also want to encourage anyone in the church who wants to know more about lay chaplaincy in their church to come and join us in the fall.
Interested? Give us a call today at 530-221-4275.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.